Welcome to the Poetry Vlog. It's the month of April, so today is another day of our deep dive in the Shirley Magazine collaboration. Of course, like I keep telling you, you gotta stay tuned, because at the end of the month, you're going to have a little bit of a deeper dive behind the scenes of Shirley Magazine and the thought behind implementation of and continuation of Shirley Magazine as a small literary journal that thinks about its aesthetics as well as its sort of hybrid genre forms. For now, please enjoy this reading, and as always, leave your thoughts and comments over in the ratings on iTunes or Spotify. And if you're one of my students, remember to be thinking about this in terms of your own midterms and final projects. Enjoy!
My name is Kayla Eason. I'm going to read a flash fiction piece from Shirley Magazine, issue 12, titled To Memorize. The Reoccurring Dream, His Blood Tasting Like the River. A train rolls through the forest. Small towns smearing in the windows. Pine-knit sky, nimbus heat. They are an outer scrim of imprecise gloss. Late afternoon green, steamed cedar. Humidity a slack burning in their lungs. She's never seen him cry before. She sucks venom from his wound, and his thigh is an animal. Sweat cool beneath fur. He writhes. And her concern is for the innocence of the animal, for the anonymity within a thatch, for every thread in the scrim, cicada hum, things she believes others don't notice about him, for the way it's always been, all she's ever known to mean love. His breathing sticks to her body perspiring. She's sucking river from the inflamed vein, movement in her mouth, alive, muscular. There, the moment she says him, when his blood in her mouth becomes ultimate intimacy with the earth. Sky weaves with water, weaves pine and river rocks. The passengers keep moving, and the dying part is not impossible, as if it happens to us all. Here, she dreams, he cycles through life in her throat.
Thank you for tuning in today, and for the rest of the month of April, you're going to continue to hear these deep dives into Shirley Magazine's archive, so to speak, their past issues, but also some of the voices that are going to be coming up in the most recent issue, April 29th. So not only should you stay tuned for your free edition of the April 29th release for the latest Shirley Magazine volume, but you should also stay tuned so you can support all of the mostly marginalized writer voices coming out of the journal. All right, I hope you all have a lovely day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.